You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Tourism and Hospitality Minister Louise Upston announced plans to double tourism value by 2034, with increased funding to support the country in reaching this goal. The funding is targeted primarily at increased marketing of New Zealand tourism overseas, which has been met with mixed receptions from tourism operators in Aotearoa, many of whom have been struggling with existing tourist numbers. Also this past week, the New Zealand government imposed sanctions, including a travel ban, on two Israeli ministers for inciting extreme violence against Palestinians. While the move has received cross-party support, opposition parties such as the Greens and Te Pāti Māori have criticised the government for not taking further action against Israel. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, I spoke to him about each of these issues, starting with the increased tourism funding. We've seen some new announcements and plans for tourism in Aotearoa. What is the new funding that the government is allocating and what is it going towards?
The government is investing $35 million in 2025-2026 to deliver the first stage of the tourism growth roadmap, which supports economic growth and sustainable tourism. This includes $13.5 million for Tourism New Zealand's marketing in Australia, the United States and China, which is expected to attract an additional 72,000 visitors and generate about $300 million in spending, $6 million to grow tourism demand in emerging markets across India and Southeast Asia, $3 million to support more business events through Tourism New Zealand and business events industry, $5 million in additional funding for the Major Events Fund to attract and support high-profile international events, and $4 million to improve visitor experiences and reduce congestion along the Milford Road corridor.
Yeah, I wanted to address some of those latter points. There's been some concerns for tourism operators in Aotearoa, especially in the last couple of years, where we've seen increased promotional funding, that the domestic infrastructure isn't there to support increased travel. How is the government also going to be investing or providing for our domestic tourism industries to support more visitors?
Yeah, so that was a great question, and that leads into a lot of the work we're doing around things like our roads of national significance. The 17 of them that we've got rolling out across the country, we've got two in my local patch in the Bay of Plenty. They provide a great opportunity for people to travel domestically on safe, fast, good high-quality roads so they can get from one place to the next place quickly and safely. And so having things like roads of national significance are really important to our local tourism and domestic travel so people can get from one place to the other place a lot quicker.
Yeah. Some of our biggest attractions in Aotearoa are our geographic features and wildlife. We've seen discussions by this government around reducing environmental protections or considerations in legal processes and proposals for mining on conservation land. Are we undermining our national tourism interests with these changes in other areas?
Absolutely not. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. We know, for example, the previous administration's decision to ban oil and gas exploration actually had negative impacts on New Zealand because what happened? We imported dirty Indonesian coal in its place. So what we're saying is we can have some mining in New Zealand, but we can also protect our clean green image across New Zealand and across the world that we're so proud of and which plays a massive part as part of our draw card to come to New Zealand for many, many tourists. So it is possible to do both at the same time, uphold high environmental standards in New Zealand whilst also still attracting people from overseas. Got to remember our growth roadmap, which we set out, has three main targets. Increase the number of international visitors to at least 2019 levels by 2026. That's 3.89 million. Double the value of 2023 tourism exports by 2034 from 9.9 billion to 19.8 billion. And grow the number of Kiwis in tourism and hospitality jobs.
Next, I wanted to move on to the government's recent sanctions on two Israeli ministers. What are the sanctions and why have they come about now?
Yeah, alongside Australia, Britain, Canada and Norway, we've imposed new sanctions against two extremist Israeli ministers, one being the finance minister and one being their national security minister. We've taken these measures due to the fact both ministers have advanced extremist rhetoric, promoting illegal settlements, calling for Palestinians to be driven from their homes, and encouraging violence. their words have escalated in an already horrific situation and are specifically designed to prevent the formation of a Palestinian state.
Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick has been pushing for economic sanctions on Israel since December of last year, criticising the government for imposing less sanctions on Israel than those placed on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Would the government be supportive of economic sanctions on Israel moving forwards?
Yeah, so the part you're talking about with Chloe Swarbrick, that's Chloe's members' bill, which is sitting in the members' bill ballot. And the National Party caucus will consider her bill, which is called the Unlawful Occupation of Palestine Sanctions Bill, if it's drawn from the ballot. But it's important to note that New Zealand does not conduct foreign affairs through members' bills.
I guess the point that I'm getting to here is that Chloe is pushing this bill due to its importance and its significance, not only for the people of Palestine, but also the importance of New Zealand upholding its identity as an upstanding nation on matters of human rights. If it's such an urgent matter, should the government be considering it with more priority than if it were drawn as a private member's bill?
Yeah, so we've already taken a number of actions as a government. We designated Hamas as a terrorist entity in February 2024. We've provided over $17 million in humanitarian assistance to Gaza since October 2023. The Foreign Minister has repeatedly called for immediate ceasefires and condemned the humanitarian situation as intolerable. We joined 23 other countries in demanding Israel allow full humanitarian aid access. We've constantly called for compliance with the UN Security Council resolutions demanding an immediate ceasefire. And we've opposed Israel's expansion of military operations and called for meaningful steps towards a two-state solution. We are playing our part in the global settings of what is taking place here, and New Zealand is doing absolutely our bit to uphold what we expect to see as a resolution between the two between Israel and Palestine.
On the two-state solution, which I understand is the New Zealand government's stance for the solution that we support moving forward, is the New Zealand government prepared to recognise Palestinian statehood at the present?
Yeah, so our position has always been that we will continue to advocate for meaningful steps towards a durable two-state solution as the only path to find lasting peace in the region. We've also talked about our condemnation and our focus on a humanitarian focus, but on the two-state, we've always advocated for a meaningful, durable two-state solution.
Right, but talking about recognising Palestinian statehood right now, currently New Zealand does not recognise Palestinian statehood and Palestine is an independent state. Is that something that the government is looking at doing at the moment?
I'm not aware of the government looking into that. That's not to say that it's not potentially taking place, but I'm not the Minister of Foreign Affairs, so I wouldn't be privy to that sort of information, but I'm not under the understanding that that's currently being considered at this time.
All right. Lastly here, I wanted to talk about New Zealand following the United States. There's been some accusations that New Zealand has been, I guess, treading carefully around the matters of Israel and Palestine due to the fact that the United States has such interests in the area and has a clear foreign policy stance in the area. What would you say to these accusations that New Zealand is not acting on the situation due to its ties to the United States?
I would say those comments are completely unfounded and not made of any basis. As I outlined earlier, when we imposed those new sanctions on the two extremist Israeli ministers, we didn't do it alongside the United States. We did it alongside Australia, Britain, Canada, and Norway. New Zealand will always look out for what's best in our interests as a country, whilst also working closely with our ally partners across the globe.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the upcoming tourism funding and New Zealand's sanctions on two Israeli ministers.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.